Rosy on the house. Welcome back, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in. I'm hoping in some way we can help make this Thanksgiving special edition broadcast a way of lifting you up for the whole weekend. Boy, it's been spectacular for the Romeros so far. I love Thanksgiving. It's my second favorite holiday of the whole year. We went out to Romy's little...
It's his favorite. I know people out there are sitting there wondering. That's the second time you've said that. Well, what's his favorite? I don't know if you're saving that for later. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
I was going to tell him that at the end of the third hour.
Sorry. You didn't hear it. I didn't say anything this past 20 seconds.
We were out at Romy's Ranch for Thanksgiving. That was spectacular. Took Mimi and Harrison and Jennifer's Aunt sister, Lauren. Lolo. And had really a great Thanksgiving out at Romy's Ranch. And then last night, we rendezvoused at my brother's house. And I had my mom, my wife, my three daughters, my one son-in-law, my one daughter-in-law, my six grandchildren, my brother, three sisters, three brother-in-laws, one sister-in-law, two nephews, three nieces, and they each brought their own husbands. It was a feast.
It was wonderful.
Two Cajun deep-fried turkeys.
Yep. Pork chop. What do you call that thing? That big pork. I had never had them like that. A crown. The pork chops hadn't been cut apart. Lovely. Lovely. With a glaze. And Bob, Uncle Bob's, homemade fig chutney on the side.
What was the salad? I didn't end up having any.
That was Karen's. It was absolutely incredible. It had jicama and pomegranate and nuts and, oh my gosh, it was...
I heard it was really good, but I somehow, you know, there was so much, and Uncle Rennie's island is two slabs that would be probably the normal size island back to back. Mm-hmm. So you got to walk all the way around
to get everything.
And I went through and I got down. I was like, my plate's full. I can't. There's not possibly anything else. So I just stopped there.
Did you have my Brussels sprouts?
No.
I got
somebody.
Mama Kay had her brandied cranberries with nuts. It was absolutely delicious.
And her cornbread dressing is
Yeah. I mean,
that's a staple. You have to have that.
People talk about turkey leftovers. I like just the cornbread dressing spread on a piece of bread with butter on it.
It's funny, though.
Leftover.
We were missing potatoes last night.
No,
we didn't have sweet potatoes.
Yeah. We had white taters. Yeah,
but you always
but
have
no
to have
sweet
potatoes.
Taters.
And you know, I had rumors that there was going to be fresh garden sweet potatoes.
So I'll let you know how they are.
when
I get home
week.
And finish them tonight. I saw you posted the picture of the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They look, I don't know, that picture.
It didn't quite do them justice. They're huge.
No, it really doesn't.
They were huge.
I mean, it's a good, not fine picture, but. Something with the angle or something. I'm not sure because they really are.
They're as big as like a small watermelon.
When I was cleaning them in my sink, you know, I put one end down on the sink and I had it standing up scrubbing it, mm-hmm. and it was taller than the sink.
How do they keep those all so regular when the farmers do it? There must be something we're not knowing.
Amanda and I were talking. I wonder if because that was the main root ball that we dug up, and we didn't get a lot off the other shoots. I wonder if they just monitor the shoots so closely. They leave the big root ball that keeps producing, and then as the vine goes out and sets a shoot and another root, are they picking those out? Is that what we're getting?
I don't know. It was fun. It's like digging
was.
For gold.
It was absolutely a great weekend. We hope you're all enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend. If you've got a project you'd like to tackle on this longer 4-day weekend, give us a ring and we'll do what we can to help coach you through whatever project it is you'd like to tackle. We'd like to know maybe what was one of the most what gift have you been given over the past seasonal holidays that you are most thankful for? I want to go into something that has a little bit about home improvement. Do you know plumbers get 50% more service calls over the holiday weekends?
I hate it when that happens.
and it generally revolves around the toilet. I am reading a book right now that some friends gave me to read. It's the author's Bill Bryson. The title is At Home, A Short History of Private Life. And it talks about the evolution of each room in the house. Do you know where the word toilet came from?
Hang on.
Hold that thought. I'm going to tell you.
Okay. No, darn it.
No other word in English has undergone more transformations in its lifetime than the word toilet. Originally, in about 1540, it was a kind of cloth, a diminutive form of toilet, a word still used to describe a type of linen. Then it became a cloth for use on dressing tables. Then the word became the actual items on the dressing table. That's where the word toiletries comes from. Then it became the dressing table itself, then the act of dressing, then the act of receiving visitors while dressing, then the dressing room itself, then any kind of private room near a bedroom, then a room used lavatorily, and finally the lavatory itself, which explains why toilet water in English can describe something you would gladly daub on your face or simultaneously, more basically, the water in the toilet. So there you go. Now you know where the word toilet came from, originally coined in the 1540, and it's gone through all those transformations of meanings.
They never would have guessed that when they were creating that word and what it was for, that it, today you could get one that had electricity, that was heated, that would spray water, virtually hands-free.
Hands-free wash and dry cycles.
Yeah.
TMI, guys.
Yeah. They're pretty popular, though, I'll tell you that. They are much more popular. Bidets are out, I can tell you that, from the bathroom remodeling we're doing right now.
They've combined them.
They're all in one unit right now on these new electronic toilets. You can actually get them with lighted mood rings on them now, and you can get them with docking stations for your iPad.
Wow.
And are they coming out with built-in squatty potties yet? Have y'all seen these? The squatty potty, their stools to put at the base of the toilet. Some new basic observation of anatomy says that the human body was designed to be squatting, not sitting with your feet at a 90-degree angle. So these stools, you put at the base of your feet, so when you sit down, you put your feet on it, and thus it elevates your knees up closer to your heart. And in that design, it completely opens all the bowels.
How did we get on this from Thanksgiving? Honestly, guys.
Plumbing.
So, okay,
plumbing. Okay. The number of plumbing phone calls that are taken during the holiday season. I mean, how many? I can distinctly remember a holiday party at our house that was more than embarrassing.
Party from heck, yes.
Yes.
Is that the company party with the septic tank?
Right. Yes. Cooked all
we were
day
playing bocce and, ball. That you had to avoid the water, the wet lines in the lawn.
Yeah, as the big truck was pulling up to pump, my guests were coming to the front door. It was a special day.
We're big. The Romeros are big on getting together, big on dining together, big on fellowship together. I don't know any Romeros that are big on this Black Friday ridiculous stuff, huh? But there are some people that are really hooked on it.
I think it's a hoax, and I even read an article. I can't remember, Bloomberg or something like that, just talking about how retailers for 3 months leading up to Black Friday slowly inflate the prices so that when they come, they put this discount that was the same price it was back in August. So they're making money all the way up to Black Friday and then selling it to you for what they were selling in August. Not to mention all the...
Well, the crowds are so big, you might make it through one store.
What is the number of injuries on Black Friday?
If you go to BlackFridayDeathCount.com, as of right now, they have recorded 7 deaths and 88 injuries
this year in the United States. Yeah. I don't want anything that bad.
Oh my gosh.
I can't imagine. I would rather take a beating with chains than stand in line for 10 minutes on anything. I mean, I will jump from one restaurant to another. I'll leave a bank. If I've got to stand in line for 10 minutes, I got other things to do. I'm moving on. I can't imagine standing in a wraparound line at a store to have a chance to dance to win some electronic device. But God bless all of you who do. We're not trying to judge you. We're just saying I'd rather be home with family and The other thing I want to encourage people to do is it is a tendency, shopping conveniently, to jump on the internet.
Yep.
Boy, we want to discourage y'all from doing that.
No, we love local Arizona. We love the, today is actually Small Business Saturday. It was started in 2010 by American Express. And it's a day where you're encouraged to shop local, shop the small businesses in your area. That's really what supports your community.
Rather than putting your credit card information out over the internet and buying from a distant location that gets delivered to your house. I can't deny it isn't convenient. It's very convenient.
Well, even if you just commit to doing a percentage of your shopping where you get out, and we're going to talk next segment about showrooming and web rooming, just commit to getting out and meeting the people in your area and shopping your area.
And for the practical gift giver, that you might have some home improvement needs, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com/holiday and browse through the selection that's available there. Some of the categories include, we talked earlier, firewood, but there's also chimney sweeping, carpet cleaning, window and door replacement is another one there. There's also some tools there that we're going to be getting into for the rest of the, I think the next couple Saturdays leading up to Christmas. We have some tools that we will be giving away to our listeners as just a little lanyard. I mean, it's a little something extra that we've put together for you, the Arizona homeowner, to be giving away. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When we get back, we're going to be going straight to calls.